Hello.
Hello, I'm Marcela of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today. I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I don't know what safely is.
I mean, you're not driving right now?
Oh, I'm not driving.
Okay. Could you prefer continue in English, right?
Yes, but what's it regarding?
It's a quick survey.
Quick survey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see how quick we can be.
as soon as possible. Okay. In which state do you currently live?
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Did you say county?
Yes.
Merced.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or almost all calls on a cell phone?
100% on a cell phone.
On a cell phone, okay. Are you registered to vote in California?
Yes.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1963.
Thank you. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It is Caucasian or white, African, American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Caucasian, white.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Third year of 3 years of college.
Thank you. Okay, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
And would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Mostly approved.
Okay, thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Yes.
And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Mostly, strongly.
Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go on the next one, okay?
Sure.
The first one is Esmeralda Soria.
Favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know enough.
Okay. In this case, you say that you don't have an opinion or you never heard about her?
I don't have enough information to have an opinion.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Homelessness, climate change, education, jobs and the economy, abortion, healthcare, crime and public safety, taxes, inflation and the cost of living, border security.
Homelessness.
Okay, thank you. Taken ahead of the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, when 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you very much. Next, if the election for President was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
The Democrat, Esmeralda.
Okay. And did you definitely vote for Esmeralda or probably vote for Esmeralda?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, could you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's moving in the right direction now.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime of your community has increased or decreased or stayed the same?
Violent crime has decreased. Overall crime has increased in my mind.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No.
Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements. Sorry, come again?
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, if there was a qualified Republican candidate running, I would consider it, but I don't see one.
Understand. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay, the first one is, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whether waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
It's a great policy, but it wouldn't change.
Understand. And you said that this is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Understood. The next one is, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stock and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. What would you say? This is more likely, somewhat more likely?
No difference.
Okay. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Again, great policy, but it wouldn't change. There would be no difference. I asked her to turn to be a Democrat, and then I would be glad to vote for her so she could get some of these policies implemented.
Understand. The next one is, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can fight corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
No difference.
Okay. And the last one is, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Not a great policy, but no different.
Understand. Okay. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom could you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly Member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Orator Mater?
Still the Democrat.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might have heard about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each sentence, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for State Assembly. The first one is, while families struggle to fill their grocery cart and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers' funder benefits.
And these people were not legally in the United States?
And this is the only statement that I have. I don't have any other information about that. About
okay,
regardless.
Yeah.
So this would be no difference. No difference. Okay.
Yeah.
The next one says, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agree, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Wow. Some difference.
So, do you think, in regards to this statement, you feel more much likely to vote for her or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely? Likely.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay, the next one says, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. The next one says, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayers' money and last deals involving someone she has romantically involved with.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. The next one says, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. And the last one says, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that could raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Same response, somewhat less likely to vote for her.
Thank you. Now that you heard some more information, if the election for the State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly Member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican Auditor Mother?
Probably neither at this point. I'd write in a candidate or vote for the whoever the third party candidate is.
Noted. Now, I have a few questions about statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Not-so-strong Democrat.
Noted. Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal.
Okay, and would you say you are very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
These days, very liberal.
Okay. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance. On most other issues, could you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
It would depend on all the other issues, but possibly.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey for today. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Bye.